I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Sunday evening, the Indianapolis Early Music Festival welcomes a return visit from the award-winning Canadian ensemble Caprice. The concert in the newly remodeled Indiana History Center is titled Vivaldi and the Baroque Gypsies, and our guest is the founder and leader of Ensemble Caprice, Matthias Mauta. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, George, for having me. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, Vivaldi, a very, very productive individual, lots of concerti for all the instruments, but Vivaldi and Gypsies? What's the story there?
You know, Vivaldi, there's many more. There are many more twists than you expect. First of all, he went to Eastern Europe in order to perform his own operas. And when you look up the Grove, the music dictionary regarding Vivaldi's style, in like the second phrase, they claim, well, Vivaldi must have known the music of the Prague hinterland, which means the rural music-making, itinerant musicians, gypsy musicians. But then we also need to know that La Pietà, where he was teaching young girls, was right at the canal, and there he would have the chance to listen to all the people that arrive from Eastern Europe in Venice. So he must have had close musical contact with Eastern European music, and it's just an aspect that so far has not been pointed out enough, because it's actually quite striking when you put both types of music next to each other.
Are there particular Vivaldi pieces that you think show this especially well?
Yeah, for instance, we played the set of variations on La Follia that Vivaldi wrote, where he obviously tried to show all the tricks that he knew of just to create an incredible, impressive stunt piece of Baroque-type music. And here you have variations that have the same kind of length and the same kind of improvisational spirit that you find in gypsy music.
Now, there is a wonderful collection from around this period named Jurovska. Are you relying on this some?
Yes, it's a town in Slovenia where this collection has been found. There are two copies, two writers, who basically tried to collect the music of their people. And in that rather vast collection, you find almost 350 melodies that comprise basically the whole Eastern Europe. Most of the gypsy pieces are very short pieces that sometimes are as short as two bars or sort of only a couple of notes. However, we know that there have been a lot of improvising and ornamentation.
This collection simply indicates the melody line. What have you done to adapt this and to make this work with your ensemble?
Well, it's quite an adventure. If you have just the melody, you know exactly this is not the way this music has been performed. So you try to recreate the spirit of what you think it must have been. So that means you have to add a bass line, you have to add middle parts, and then you have to extemporize on it and improvise and add extra parts on top of the melody line, just as it must have been the case. We know by Baroque composer Telemann, who met those musicians and who writes in one of his autobiographies, that they are so fantastic. If you listen to them like just for 1 week, a good composer can take ideas for his whole life as a composer. And so we know that there must have been, the musical ideas must have been flying around when they have been playing. And it's quite obvious that it's quite a long way from the bare simple melody to the final result. And we try to stretch ourselves as much as possible to get to where we think this music should be, which means it's very expressive, highly virtuosic at the same time. And within the cater of like a couple of bars, you try to show off as much as you can. And this is a very exciting adventure.
Matthias Mauta, founding member and leader of the Ensemble Caprice, about the adventure of Vivaldi and the Baroque Gypsies. It's the title of their concert as part of the Indianapolis Early Music Festival's series, Sunday the 25th in the Indiana History Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.